So I'm oh my god,
what was the what was your favorite one?
Oh god, I was gonna bring up Pearl Jam because like that was one like literally lost my whole summer. I was just like, I'm gonna learn about Pearl Jam now. That was it.
You should go to Seattle.
Yeah. But yeah, I listened to like nearly every episode and I got so obsessed. But also that means that I barely listened to like any new music this year. So I was just hearing someone ramble about some band from 40 years ago.
But I also found that I listened to a lot of music that wasn't from this year.
Oh yeah.
So I was like, oh, thinking about 2024 releases. Yeah. Most of my music I listened to was like early 2023.
My favorite new album this year was the Mannequin Pussy album, I Got Heaven, that came out, I think, in, like, March or something. I really would love that one.
Yeah, you added it to, you also added Lambrini Girls.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you go to their show?
I didn't go.
I wanted to go also, but I didn't end up going.
Yeah, I didn't end up going either.
You went to Come Girl 8, though.
Yeah, I did go.
who else do we have in here? Who added Julie? Oh, Mika added Julie.
Mm.
I don't want to talk about Sinatra Verse. I'm not going to talk about that because okay. I don't want to. Okay. we can talk about the new Shushu release. 13 Inches, Frank Beltran, Italian Stiletto with Bison Horn Grips. I really like this album. This was really fun. I met up with Shushu at the Shushu workshop in Queens.
Did.
Yeah. And then this came out like pretty soon after that. Or not soon, but I think the first single was sooner after that.
How was that? Could you talk about that experience a little bit?
That was back
in 2022.
Yeah. No.
Oh, wait, no. Oh, okay.
I think it was this year.
Oh, okay.
I think it was like, I can't remember when it was. Maybe, yeah, like sometime before, a little bit before summer, maybe. We played instruments, and then they were, like, our professors for a bit.
Oh, that's and so fun.
They taught us, like, they just talked about, like, I don't know, like, John Cage and Music Concrete and, like, you know, all the stuff that you would expect. Yeah. Wait, who's your favorite composer that you were listening to recently?
My favorite composer? Like, classical composer?
Well, no, it doesn't have to be, it can be, like, acousmatic. What were you listening to? When we were doing those fill-ins in the middle of the night and kept
Steve
playing.
Reich.
No, not Steve Reich. The other one.
Glenn Branca.
Glenn Branca, yeah, yeah.
My boy's crazy.
I really like Glenn Branca.
Six guitars. They're all playing the same note. It's insane. I love shit like that.
And I also saw Colin Stetson this year. I really love Colin Stetson. Colin Stetson, I think, was like one of my top songs was Spindrift, which is kind of similar to...
Did Colin Stetson release an album?
Yeah. I think I'll play it. I'll play it now. The Love It Took to Leave You.
Is it CanCon?
Yeah, it's CanCon. Oh, okay. Yeah, Colin Stetson is a good guy. And then after that, we'll play the Godspeed, You Black Emperor. So we'll do enough talking. More music. More music, please. Hope you're enjoying Spit in Your Ear. CITR 101.9 FM.
Wow.
Thank you.
you killed. Me and Christ got a new label, Fentanyl Records. Don't make me pull up to the distro, can't heckle.
Iluminado y luego apagado y enterrado y terminado. Debajo
before they did the witch.
Hello.
No.
Hello, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I thought you were gonna start talking about Salem, like the band. And you were like, Salem, Massachusetts.
I do love that we go on air just like USA. In the middle of a conversation. It's like right when we go.
I just got a whole bunch of bootleg Salem merch.
USA.
Yeah, all on eBay. Seems but it's like shipping from like Slovakia or something. That was The Love It Took to Leave You by Colin Stetson, then Raindrops, Cast in Lead, Godspeed You Black Emperor, off of No Title as of 13 February 2024, 28,340 dead, in reference to the ongoing genocide in Palestine. We will play a Palestinian Canadian artist next. But before that, in terms of 2024 music, I think we should probably also mention that Black Midi broke up this year.
No!
On the
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Black Midi. On when was it?
It was like August or something, yeah.
August 11th or 12th. Yeah.
Like, didn't they announce, like, hiatus first and then, like...
Yeah, because, no, they wanted hiatus and then Grief just, like, went and said of a whole bunch of stuff, which already Grief. Because wasn't Cameron... What's his name?
Picton?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because he had his solo album also. Mm-hmm. And then he thought they were going to, like, just lay low. But then... So there was a bit... It was a bit messy. Mm-hmm. But did any of you guys see Black Midi?
Yes.
This, yeah.
I've seen them three times.
Oh, nice. On which kind of tours or?
But they had, I forget, like the Hellfire tour.
Okay,
I saw when they opened for King Gizzard in New York.
Nice.
That was a really awesome one.
New York.
And then just like a random show they did, I guess. You
know, wait, I saw Black Midi in New York also. Maybe we're at the same show, but it was more recent. It was the last one they did at Irving Plaza.
Yeah.
Oh my, we were at the same show. We were at the same show, but we didn't know each other. Yeah. And I was wearing, like, my Jesus Saves BM Hellfire shirt. I should have worn that today, actually.
Was, like, greening out in the back.
Oh, my God, yeah. But then I remember I got there really late because I was working the whole day. And then I just, like, went into the side. Because Irving Plaza, I didn't realize it was, it's, like, so weird. You can't, like, enter the pit from the back. So I had to, like, open the wooden doors and, like, come in from the side. I was like, what the hell is this? And then I remember Greep was, like, he, like, foreshadowed it. Because, like, when they broke up, I had a feeling after that show and then when things got really quiet that they were going to break up.
Yeah.
And I was saying to Jay, who was, like, also here at CITR, I was like, I think Black Midi's breaking up. And she was like, no, like, they're not. Like, it's not happening. And I was just like, what? Like, maybe I, like, was just, like, siphoned my, like just was pigeoned my whole, like, into this place on the internet where everyone thought they were breaking up. And I thought, like, yeah. But then when I was at the show, they just did, like, a lot of improv at that show. And then, and, like, jammy stuff. And then Greep was like, oh, I've always wanted to do that. Play, like, wanky music. Yeah. That quote will stay with me. So I just thought about that they were going to, like, go into different directions, sort of. I want to play some of that music, but we cannot play that. So I shall play Colored Concrete by Nemesis. And then maybe we'll continue talking a little bit more later. Wait, what's your favorite Black Midi song or album? It doesn't have to be song, because that's a bit hard, but...
Album, I'm a Schlagenheim. I'm personally in Schlagenheim. And then song, Near Detroit, Michigan. I've always been more
so
partial
good.
To the Cameron vocal songs.
Yeah, yeah.
That one was just really heavy. And I think that was the first time I heard them play. It was that night. So
I'm
really happy that I got to hear it before they broke up.
That is nice. I like the guitar on that song also.
What about you?
I think I am. I was slagging it for a long time because I liked the kind of, it is more like, kind of like in this like post-punk space a little bit more there. And it's a little bit like, can be moodier. But then Hellfire, I feel like, is so vibrant and theatrical, and it's, like, fun to get. Actually, I love Cavalcade.
Yeah.
Yeah. And John, what is it?
John.
I keep thinking of John Pork whenever I say John. The John Pork, Black Midi John Pork.
I love John Pork.
And then, yeah, I think maybe, I feel like I'm like Schlagenheim in my bones, but I think Hellfire.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always ask questions that I can't answer, but yeah.
I think as an album, like Hellfire, like the whole concept is really fun, and like, but just like the sound that they go for on Schlagenheim. speaks to me.
Mm-hmm. And then also the when Schlagenheim released, like, I feel like life was like so, you know, when there's like that dolphin like jumping, even though the album was like kind of sad, but like the dolphin and everything's like it was like kind of a good time. Like the only times I felt like that were like after EXO Tour Life was released, like Goosebumps, EXO Tour Life, kind of summer that time, and then Schlagenheim soup. But yeah. Okay, I'll play some music and then maybe we'll do some more talking later. But it's already 6:44. I think that Godspeed song, like Godspeed song, just, but it is one of the best releases of the year. So, and they're coming to SoCal Vancouver soon. They're on tour soon. So yeah.
Woke up today in my middle school bedroom, except it isn't mine, but the one I'd always dreamed of. I had a dream, it's not like me to remember, maybe it's a sign.
Down. when that bus go na na na. And when we fuck go wah 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 wah. Yeah. Thumbing bands up, damn. Hopping out the lamp, trying to pull my pants up, man. And she on the daily grind, cause she a cancer, man. I just chucked a couple bands out a dancer, yo. Do a couple thousand pennies in a well. If I go down, I still wish you well. Turn your frown back upside down. Don't post our pics, don't kiss and tell, bitch. I'm on a run like Foxy Brown, yeah. Go check that glove box if we got rounds. Pull up to New York, put the grab in the glove. And it's a brawl in the motherfucking town. Was that Benny Hanna before I even had a dollar? On the phone with my mama, she said don't have no daughter. Talking to my dad, he said don't start no problem. But it was after you went and caused all the drama. Now been to the gym, but I'm getting stronger. She like my left fucking grand, she know I'm getting drunker. I just popped two pills, hope it don't fuck me up. I was trying to feel in the hills, cause I'm getting older. What is real, where the seal? And my breast dropped up like a Navy SEAL. We gon' trail, we gon' peel. We gon' run in and when that bus go na 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 na. And when we fuck go wah 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 wah. Yeah. Thumbing bands up, damn. Hopping out the lamp, trying to pull my pants up, man. And she on the daily grind, cause she a cancer, man. I just chucked a couple bands out a dancer, yeah. Threw a couple thousand pennies in a well. If I go down, I still wish you well. Turn your frown back upside down. Don't post our pics, don't kiss and tell.
It's based negative squad use.
Okay, okay, that was "Fuck Cancer" by Netspend. Do you want to say anything else about Netspend?
I love Netspend. I think he's really cute.
Fantastic. Wait, I was looking at the most recent Netspend photo. I thought was Phoebe Bridgers. The one that he was, didn't you see that? I literally thought that was a Phoebe Bridgers like screenshot from the End Is Near music video where she's like in the dark.
Which picture?
I don't know. He like the one he posted like a couple days ago on his story.
Did you see the photo of him in the Smashing Pumpkins t-shirt?
That I was think posted so, yeah. By Smashing Pumpkins? And then also the like the all the drama. What was the name of that girl? The feet. Wait, I need to find this right now. Like there was like the.
We've gone to this point.
Okay, I'm just gonna go. If he deleted it, then I won't be able to find it. But let me see. It's probably just like on his Twitter, actually, not on Instagram. Okay. Oh yeah, no, Rhonda. Rhonda, oh, yeah. You know the Rhonda incident with like the.
I don't get how feet factor into that.
No, because there was that photo that people like edited with this random person. This is like so not important, but there was like this random person. They blurred out the face and they were like, dude, look at this photo, photo leaked of Netspend licking Rhonda's feet. Like, there's not one. That's all. That's literally it. That's why when I think of Netspend and Rhonda, like, I guess that's like one of the most important things to happen in music this year.
True. Was that? And also Shatter Wizard Money Gang, which we just played.
Yes, that was, yeah. They are literally Canadian also. Yeah. Because people, we have like 6 minutes to talk about everything that happened in music. We had McGee. I don't listen as much to McGee, but okay. McGee was really big this year.
Yeah, good guitar.
Yeah, but it was good. Yeah. The Young Lean and Blade album, Psychos. The Varge, new Varge album, Cold Visions University. There was the Brat and the remixes. Mm-hmm. Addison Rae, yep. Rebrand. We can just go over these things. And we were saying that she didn't utilize Blade to her advantage remix.
She's a coward.
Of that, yeah.
Charlie.
We had Snow Strippers like at their peak. Indie sleaze sort of thing. Which, by the way, the Dare was like in this like twee band called Turtleneck. A while ago, and he was like post photos of him in his attic with bleached hair listening to the Smiths. Yeah, though we had like Daria Kaur, Jane Remover. Jane Remover, I think, was one of my favorite artists this year. A lot of Hyperflip, new Machine Girl album came out, Underscores, Lustig Puppy album. We just went over a lot. Oh, we forgot Xavier So Based. I really like, he had like two new albums this year.
I think I'd keep it going, Zay, but that one was really
that
solid.
One, yeah, I really like that album. Ethel Kane new album is coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. Perverts. you know, archives. And then, like, and then in like, we talked a little bit about Jordy Greep and Holy Holy, but then the windmill scene. The windmill scene extension. Okay. Yeah, the windmill scene extension has gone into, like, I really like courting. It's probably my favorite from the, whatever you want to call it, UK post-punk revival genre. I don't know. I'm sorry, guys. I don't like Yard Act. Sorry, Yaya.
No, it's okay. I just wanted to talk about when I went to see him live for like 5 minutes because I took a nap and then I missed like most of the concert.
Oh my God. Wait, you were sleeping at the Yard Act show?
No, I took a nap at home and then
Venue. I was like, damn, you sleeping there for like 5 minutes.
That's, that I liked it though, but I was only just because I was there at the encore, so people were like actually getting into it. But that's the only reason why I put that song on there.
It was a new sports team. I don't think they just released 3 singles and no album. That was pretty good. I love Sports Team. New Famous album. And then Mary in the Junkyard. Tagabo.
Didn't Sports Team get robbed recently? And
No. It was... Wait. I thought you were talking about... What band is it? What band is it? We should have talked about that, actually. That was a really famous moment in music history. Spirit of the Beehive. Spirit of the Beehive, van got stolen and then got stolen again.
Yeah.
Once they found the stolen van, then someone stole it again. And so, yeah, Spirit of the Beehive. That was in Seattle.
I once saw Spirit of the Beehive open for Japanese Breakfast with Mannequin Pussy back in, 2017. Mm-hmm. And was like, it was a good show.
Yeah, wait, Sports Team robbed at gunpoint.
What the hell? What? I'm so... Oh, my God, they're never coming back again. I was wondering, like, oh, my God, it's been so long. I saw them live a year ago. They were really good. New Mount Airy album. I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Bar Italia. And then Dean Blunt, Blunt World. Yes.
I bought tickets and then I didn't go.
And then we went and did karaoke with them at Funky Winker Beans. Bar Italia. Yeah. And then they signed my... I was just in New York and I had like the Sock Man. It's a store in the East Village. And I didn't have anything for them to sign. So all of Bar Italia signed Sock Man business card from the East Village. I have. I should bring it in. Yeah. And then they collabed with Elias Ronnefeldt, who's from Ice Age. Yeah. He had his solo stuff.
Oh my God. Good. Yeah.
And then we did the Scrams episode last time with Drive Your Plow. Mm-hmm. This was a massive album. I didn't listen to it as much. Yeah, Michael Enave. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't listened to that either. I'll listen to it one day.
And then Yule, I saw the TV Glow soundtrack. I remember that was big. That was really big. Mm-hmm. Oklue is releasing a new album. One of my favorite songs was Young Lean's solo stuff. Jonathan Lindewer, Home. I felt like towards the end of the year, everyone started making really wholesome music because they got like really scared. Like, yeah. That's why I want to put Family and Friends in Oklue and Home. Like, everyone started talking about like traditional family stuff. And then the Claro album, Adrian Lenker. But this was like... This was a redo. My top song was Clementine Family. And then I don't know. It was the Kendrick and Tyler stuff and Kendrick and Drake stuff and then Tyler release.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
A whole bunch of stuff. Okay, yeah, that was it. Everything that happened this year. That was it. Okay. Thank you for listening, Spin Year. We will see you in the new year, in the dawn of a new year, 2025.
Bye.
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 Te voy a decir lo que pienso, aunque tú lo encuentres muy intenso. No voy a callarme de nuevo, los años de nieve me han quitado el miedo. A mí no soy suficiente, para ya me fuman valiente. De dejarlo todo por siempre con tal de survive on this world you created. You made all those random rules to punish a flavor for cool. Por suerte yo tengo a mi madre, my goddess, who shunda protects me from you.